Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says India is rapidly laying its technological base to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat, urges young professionals to design world-class technologies and products. Enforcement Directorate issues notice to Google and Meta in connection with online betting app cases. Israel and Syria agree to a ceasefire after Israeli attacks in Damascus. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and West Rajasthan today. India becomes the first country to have four players in quarterfinals of Women's Chess World Cup. And in women's cricket, second ODI between India and England to be played at Lord's this afternoon. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the technological base is rapidly being prepared for achieving Viksit Bharat, highlighting India's tech-driven future during a convocation at IIT Hyderabad this morning. He urged the students to design world-class technologies and products. Mr. Vaishnaw announced the rollout of India's first indigenous semiconductor chip this year, with six semiconductor plants under construction, positioning India as a leading global player.
The first manufactured in India chip on a commercial scale will be manufactured in this year, 2025. The way we have created the talent pool, the way we are promoting the design, and the way we are going deeper into the capital equipment and the materials required for semiconductors, India will become one of the top five semiconductor nations in the world in the coming years.
Mr. Vaishnaw also touched on railway reforms, noting the first bullet train will be launched in 2027 alongside the Vande Bharat version 3 being manufactured in Chennai.
The first bullet train project is also rapidly progressing. We should see a bullet train running in 2027, somewhere in August or September. Once we build the first one, we put it in our BJP's manifesto that we'll have three more corridors, one in south, one in north, one in east. The first one is getting built in the west part of our country.
Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan today said that India is destined to become a developed country by 2047 and every citizen has a role to play in achieving this goal. He was speaking at the 7th convocation ceremony of IIT Palakkad in Kerala. Highlighting India's growing presence in the global digital space, Mr. Pradhan said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi envisions an inclusive and ethical digital public infrastructure across the country. Mr. Pradhan said that IIT Palakkad is on the right path and is committed to contributing towards the vision of Viksit Bharat.
This country has destined to be a developed country by 2047. Every citizen had a role to play in this 2047 target. We have to develop world-class infrastructure in the transportation, in the housing, in the medical facility, in the education, agriculture, in any other economic activities. We have to self-reliant on the technologies. We have to self-reliant on innovation. We have to self-reliant on the food security.
Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia has emphasized the importance of a drug-free youth in achieving India's goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Youth Spiritual Summit in Varanasi, Mr. Mandavia urged the citizens to prioritize nation-building and join the Drug-Free India campaign. He called on every citizen to pledge to connect at least five youth to the initiative.
हमें हमारे देश को विकसित भारत के स्वप्न को साकार करने के लिए हमें युवा फॉर नशा मुक्त विकसित भारत बनाना है आज कई देश एडिक्शन के हिसाब से कैसी उसकी बर्बादी हुई है ने देखा है हमें हमारे देश को इस बर्बादी से बचाना है लेकिन उसकी जिम्मेवारी मोदी जी युवाओं को देना चाहते हैं युवाओं जिम्मेवारी का निर्वहन करें दोस्तों जब युवा संकल्प करता है तब रिवॉल्यूशन होता है
Over 500 youth representatives from 100 socio-cultural and spiritual organizations participated in the summit, which will conclude tomorrow with the release of the Kashi Declaration outlining a comprehensive action plan to create a drug-free India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared an article today that highlights how the Yuva Spiritual Summit marks a major step in building a drug-free India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia has elaborated in the article how the summit is helping build a drug-free India. The Enforcement Directorate ED has issued notices to tech companies Google and Meta in connection with online betting app cases. Sources said the ED has summoned representatives from both companies to appear before its Delhi headquarters on Monday. The agency is examining the role of digital platforms in enabling promotion of these online betting apps. In Uttar Pradesh, 6 people were killed and 19 others injured in 2 separate accidents on the Yamuna Expressway early this morning. Senior Superintendent of Police Mathura, Shlok Kumar, reported that the first accident occurred at 3 this morning when a minivan collided with a truck, resulting in 6 fatalities and 2 persons with serious injuries. Just an hour later, a private bus travelling from Delhi to Madhya Pradesh overturned, injuring 17 passengers.
पहला एक्सीडेंट रात्रि 3 बजे इसमें एक चलती इको कार सामने चल रहे ट्रक में जाकर घुस गई संभवतः ड्राइवर को नींद आने के चलते ये घटना हुई है घायल को हॉस्पिटल में भर्ती कराया गया है दूसरी घटना 151 माइलस्टोन पर रात्रि 4 बजे के करीब ये घटना हुई इसमें एक प्राइवेट बस है उसमें भी मोस्ट प्रोबेबली ड्राइवर को नींद आने के कारण ये बस ओवरटर्न कर गई
In Sikkim, the holy journey to the Kailash Mansarovar is going on smoothly through the Nathula Pass. The 6 batch has started their journey today to the Tibetan Autonomous Region from the Nathula. So far, 4 batches have successfully completed the Yatra, while the 5th batch is on their way to Gangtok after completing the Yatra. The Counter-Intelligence Kashmir CIK under J&K Police is currently conducting searches at 10 locations in 4 districts in Kashmir region. The CIK official said the searches are being conducted in connection with the terror crime investigation case of terrorist sleeper cells and a recruitment module being handled by terrorist commander Abdullah Ghazi of Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit from across the border. Officials further informed that searches are underway at 1 location in South Kashmir's Pulwama district, 6 locations in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district, 1 in Srinagar and 2 locations in Badgam district. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. U.S. Ambassador to Turkey Tom Barrack today said that Israel and Syria have agreed to a ceasefire after Israel launched airstrikes on the country, which it claimed were aimed at protecting an Arab religious minority, the Druze community. Clashes between pro-government forces and the Druze have killed scores of people since the fall of Syria's longtime ruler Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan held a phone conversation with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin yesterday, expressing concern that the clashes in Syria pose a threat to the stability of the entire region. U.S. President Donald Trump has sued the Wall Street Journal and its owners, including Rupert Murdoch, for at least $10 billion over the newspaper report that his name was on a 2003 birthday greeting for Jeffrey Epstein. The lawsuit filed in Miami federal court says they defamed Trump and caused him financial and reputational harm. Trump has also instructed the U.S. Justice Department to file a motion in Manhattan federal court to unseal grand jury transcripts in the Epstein case and that of his former associate Ghislaine Maxwell, who in 2021 was convicted of 5 federal charges. China has condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and has called on regional countries to enhance counter-terrorism cooperation to safeguard regional security. In a reaction to the US designating the Resistance Front, a proxy of Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba, as a foreign terrorist organization for its involvement in the Pahalgam terror attack, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Qian said the country opposes all forms of terrorism. The group of 20 G20 finance ministers and central bank governors wrapped up their 2-day meeting in South Africa with a joint communique focused on boosting global cooperation. The talks held in Durban addressed major global challenges, including conflict, trade tensions, supply chain disruptions, debt, and climate-related disasters. The Department of Posts has announced the rollout of the next generation APT application, marking a major leap forward in the journey towards digital excellence and nation building. The APT application is designed to offer an enhanced user experience, faster service delivery, and a more customer-friendly interface. The Communications Ministry announced that to enable a seamless and secure transition to the advanced digital platform, a planned downtime at several post offices in Delhi has been scheduled for Monday. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to freedom fighter Mangal Pandey on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded Mangal Pandey as the country's leading warrior who challenged the British rule. He said that Mangal Pandey's story of courage and valour will continue to be a source of inspiration for the people of the nation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also joined in paying homage to Mangal Pandey on the social media, calling him an inspiration for patriotism and acknowledging his pivotal role in igniting the flames of revolt. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and West Rajasthan today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected in various parts of Konkan, Goa and Karnataka for the next 3 days. Similar conditions are also going to prevail over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani said that a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall has been issued for northwest Rajasthan today.
The update from IMD is that the depression over northwest Rajasthan still persisting and it is close to Churu and it is likely to weaken during next 24 hours. And because of that, red color warning for extremely heavy rainfall at isolated location has been issued by IMD for mainly northwest Rajasthan, Gujarat region, adjoining area, Konkan, Madhya Maharashtra, South Peninsula also will have an orange warning today.
Moving on to sports, in chess, India has become the first country to have four players in the quarterfinals of the FIDE Women's World Cup. Grandmasters Kuneru Hampi, D. Harika and R. Vaishali, along with international master Divya Deshmukh, stormed into the tournament's final eight. All four Indians won their respective tie-break matches yesterday to advance to the quarterfinal stage, which is being held in Batumi, Georgia. The quarterfinals will be played this evening. Kuneru Hampi will face Chinese IM Yuxin Song, while Vaishali R will take on former women's world champion Tan Zhongyi. In another exciting match, Divya Deshmukh and Harika Dronavalli will compete against each other, guaranteeing at least one Indian player a spot in the semi-finals. In women's cricket, India will lock horns with England in the second ODI of the three-match series at the Lord's Cricket Ground in London. The fixture will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The women in blue are currently leading the three-match series 1-0 after defeating host England by 4 wickets in the first ODI in Southampton. The third and final ODI will be played in Chesterley Street on the 22nd of this month. And now before we end the bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says India is rapidly laying its technological base to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat, urges young professionals to design world-class technologies and products. Enforcement Directorate issues notice to Google and Meta in connection with online betting app cases. Israel and Syria agree to ceasefire after Israeli attacks on Damascus. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and West Rajasthan today. India becomes first country to have four players in quarterfinals of Women's Chess World Cup. And in women's cricket, second ODI between India and England to be played at Lord's this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.